start from today. We are going to have 2 weeks of NYTS or CMVP. As the coordinator announced last night, and also in the schedule, you can see morning prayer is fasting prayer. Of course, the church cannot force anybody to fast. Fasting prayer should come from our own desire, our own heart. But it is good that we set the fasting prayer as our goal. We learn how to fast and pray. And also, through the fasting prayer, we experience the power. Then after we experience in fasting prayer, and at home, it will be very helpful. No matter what happened, when there is a need, we can start another fasting prayer. So there are 14 times of morning prayer. And we fast every day, every morning, there will be 14 fasting prayer. If we really do it, we're going to experience something unusual happen. First, we have to understand why do we fast, and how do we fast, and what kind of occasion we fast and pray. Let's see Psalm chapter 36. Psalm chapter 36. Verse 11. Fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things that I do not know. Verse 12. They reward me evil for good, to the sorrow of my soul. Verse 13. But as for me, but as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart. Here David talk about his personal experience. A lot of wicked men surrounding him. They repay good with evil. But David always repay evil with good. So, verse 13, when the wicked person is sick, David always put on the sackcloth. Sackcloth is a sign of mourning, it's a sign of repentance. And he humbled himself with fasting. And my prayer would return to my own heart. So one of the ways to show our humble of humility is through fasting prayer. You know, you eat breakfast. That is a privilege, and that is a blessing. We have food to eat, you have a good appetite to eat, you can enjoy it. It's a blessing. But in order to show our sincerity, we give up this kind of privilege to show our humility. We want to pray something before God. So fasting prayer is to afflict ourselves physically. Inside our heart is a way to show our humility before God. And so this kind of prayer is even a little deeper than the ordinary prayer. So if you pray something, ever realize, God never answered, and we can start to consider fasting prayer, even pray for Holy Spirit. Let's continue Psalm 69, verse 10. Psalm 69, verse 10. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, they become my reproach. Here is the same, the Psalm of David. He said, I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, afflicting his own soul with fasting. So you know, fasting physically is a kind of suffering. Sometimes even in your heart, they kind of suffering. In the summertime, you feel very thirsty, you want to drink. In the wintertime, you feel cold, you want to have a hot drink. So fasting, physically, if you want to do something, but you cannot do something. Suffering, and that is the way you show our sincerity. Also, when we are fasting, if you fast the breakfast, that means start from last night before you sleep until the lunchtime today. We don't drink and we don't eat. And some of the members, right after the fast, they just go and drink the water. Yes, if you have medically, you have that kind of need, or physically, you cannot. Fasting is fine. But if we really want to fast, that means between the two meals, we have no eat and no drink. No. And Moses went up to the mountain and had no food and no drink for 40 days. But it's something, miraculously. Once we start to fast, sometimes you don't feel hungry, you don't feel thirsty, because God's help, God's assistance, you don't feel this kind of suffering. So, because we fast, it is between us and God. When we apply the no food, no drinking, it's between us and God. We are not doing for anybody to observe it. So only when we do it between us and God, then it becomes meaningful. Now we see the few occasions we should fast. Matthew chapter 17, from 19 to 21. Then the disciple came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? Verse 20. So Jesus said to them, because you are unbelief. For surely I say to you, if you have faith as mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Verse 21. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. You talk about the disciple was unable to cast out a demon. So they came, approached Jesus to ask, is there any way we can cast out a demon? And verse 20 is the beginning. Because your unbelief, your little faith, if a person who had a faith as a mustard seed, very small faith, and you say to the mountain, move from here to there and it will move, nothing will be possible. If we have faith, nothing will be possible. So the reason you are unable to cast out the Satan is because your faith is too little. And so fasting prayer will strengthen our faith. Once our faith is strong, our prayer will become powerful. And the Holy Spirit is the power of God. Once we fast and pray, we're filled by the Holy Spirit, and it's easy to cast out the Satan. So nowadays, even though we did not physically see Satan, but the Satan's work is everywhere. I've been mentioned for several times. One day I was in UK, one of the full-time ministers asked me, do you know in all over the world, where has most of the Satan? The population of Satan is the most condemned. I don't know, but he answered me, it's Hollywood. It's in LA. But if you look into some news, LA is a mass production location of a dark movie. And through the movie, Satan is working because the movie has a lot of violence and sex there to make the people corrupted in their heart. I think probably corrupt some of you, even you don't commit adultery, but that kind of adult thought. Look at how he said last boy, always occupy our mind. No matter how you want to get rid of it, you still cannot do it. That is the work of Satan. It's not the dirty thought to pollute our mind. So what can we do? It's very important. If you pray and you still cannot get rid of it, the only way is to fast and pray. So Jesus Christ fast for 40 days, right? And then after fasting, then the Satan kind of tempted him. Even though he was very hungry, but he was able to overcome the temptation. So for the youth, fasting prayer is very effective to get rid of youthful passion. Paul encouraged Timothy, able to shun from the useful passion. How easy it, how difficult it is without prayer, without fasting prayer. You know, the Israelites, they try to overcome the Jericho, the sinful city, the big city, well built. What did they do? They carried the ark and circling around the Jericho. Every day they walk around once. The seventh day, they circle around seven times. And then shout loud, and the Jericho collapsed. Inside our heart, there are a lot of lust, a lot of sinful nature occupied. Some of us, we have very bad temple, bad character. We need to overcome so that the Kingdom of God can fulfill in our heart. We can enjoy the righteousness, peace, and joy. How can you do that? It's like prayer. Fasting prayer is a very, very effective way. Once the evil thought has been cleansed, and all of a sudden you will find out our heart is so pure. Blessed are all the pure in heart, for they will see God. A lot of time, we cannot experience God. Our heart is not pure, polluted. The other one is our heart has been occupied too much by the worldly stuff. So you have to clean up all the worldly stuff from our heart and pray to clean up our heart to be pure. So fasting prayer is very important. Experiencing God to cast out the demon, to face the temptation.
Let's see the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 5. Jonah, chapter 3, verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. Verse 6, then words come from the king of Nineveh and arose from his throne, and they aside his robe, cover himself with sackcloth, and said in haste, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published to our Nineveh by a decree, and the king and his nobles. Verse 10, then the God saw their works, and they turned from the evil way, and God relented from disaster that he had said that he would bring upon them. The city of Nineveh was sinful, so God wanted to destroy them. Before God destroyed them, God asked Jonah to preach the warning. So the people, up from the king to down to everyone, start to fast and repent for 3 days. Right? And after they pray, God relented. God did not destroy them. So fasting prayer is very effective for God to forgive our sin. We heard a testimony, a brother lose the Holy Spirit. He testified himself, I think, in one of the MITs. But he did not mention the reason. Originally he prayed a lot, but he lose the Holy Spirit. So he was so scared. Wasn't with him. Very fortunate, he has a roommate. He's our church member and was very fervent. And the roommate invited him to fast and pray. And both of them fast and pray for about 3 days. On the third day, the brother began the Holy Spirit. And that brother concludes the testimony. I know stuff on our own. Holy life, but he did not mention why he lost the Holy Spirit. So fasting prayer, if we have a serious sin, of course, the Bible promises us that when we will repent, God will forgive our sin. If it is not the sin lead to death, we repent, God will give life to us. So if we commit a serious sin, a very guilty feeling, we have to rely on God to ask God to forgive our sin. One of the signs God forgive our sin is you will feel very peaceful. Your conscience will not condemn you, and that means God will forgive. So fasting prayer is very, very effective. And when Moses went up to the mountain to fast and pray for 40 days and 40 nights for the Israelites, because they worship the idol. God intended to destroy them all. So Moses' prayer was so important. If he could not change the heart of God, when he came down from top of the mountain, he would see everybody die. So he knelt before God 40 days and 40 nights, asked God to forgive them. And one person's prayer change the mind of God. Why? Fasting prayer. He asked God to glorify his own name. He asked God to keep his own promise to bring the Israelite into the Canaan. And when Moses came down from the mountain, everybody witnessed his face shine the glory of God. So fasting prayer, after we've been filled by the Holy Spirit, our face will change like an angel. It's so wonderful. And the last thing is, when we fast and pray, we have to change ourselves. Without determination to change ourselves, even we fast and pray, the prayer cannot have any effect. Isaiah 58, verse 4. Isaiah 58, verse 4. Indeed, you fast and strive and debate, and to strive with the feast of the wickedness, you will not fast as you do these days, to make your voice heard on high. Verse 5. A day to fast, and I have chosen a day from a man to afflict his soul. To fast is to afflict his soul. Is it to bow down his knee like a boardwood brush? Verse 6, is not the fast that I have chosen. So if we continue to read, you are going to see the fasting prayer, it seems God did not really listen. But if we read the verse 9, then you shall call, the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away your yoke from your midst, and pointing the finger, and speaking wickedness. So verse 9 says, if we really, really change, and then we pray, God will answer. So by fasting, we have to examine ourselves. Whatever we have to change, we really have to change it, and then God will answer. If we fast and pray, we don't want to change ourselves, then even we fast, you pray for 40 days, nothing is going to happen. So besides fasting prayer, to show our sincerity, we have to change to show our repentance. And then the fasting prayer will be very powerful. So we still have about 30 minutes to pray. If we want to fast, we pray until 9:10. That'll be 40 minutes. Let's concentrate our mind. When time is up, there will be a bell ring. Ask God to guide and bless the NYTS. So everybody can be closer to God. You can experience the power of God and really transform ourselves. Let's come forward and pray.